adventure thriller, The Hermit of San Felipe Atabapo. But first, this message. In the first warm fragrance of a new morning, somewhere to the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau in the land of San Felipe Atabapo, Venezuela. A land in the midst of a great valley with luxuriant plains roaming to the south, while to the east a vast and pleasant forest came down to meet the plain and then marched away toward the rising sun until stopped by the rugged crags of the vast mountains beyond. And here where the plains and the forest meet, Jack and Doc have come upon the hermit. A queer, bright-eyed, happy-go-lucky character, the hermit. He was small and roundish with red apple cheeks, bald with a fringe of fine white hair and blue sparkling eyes. However, he denied that he was either priest or monk and asked that he be called Jeremiah. And now, at 6 o'clock the following morning...
I see you have the camp equipment packed up. We're ready to get on our way.
That's right. Once we get a bit of breakfast down our gullets, we'll be throwing our paraphernalia and stroll of torches for the journey back and think for the tall timber.
How about me helping you with breakfast?
You'll be sitting here in your haunches, getting out of conversation and nothing else.
Okay. Now where'd you send that?
There's a bit of a river 100 yards or so beyond those beech trees. I sent the boys to fetch a bucket of water. Oh, my mother, Jack, he's a fine specimen of manhood.
Yeah, that's all right.
Not what you call liberal size, Jack, but there are fine, fair, steady eyes and the kind of biceps you like to see on a lad.
Yeah, he'll take care of himself under almost any circumstances.
Sorry, Will.
I hope you won't mind my asking something, Jeremiah.
They don't know whether I will or whether I won't, until you say it.
Well, we've come an awfully long way to get to you down here. Traveled several thousand miles by plane, 300 miles in a motorboat, and then spent almost 3 weeks coming up to Caroni in an Indian war canoe.
Well, if there's anything wrong here to ride in an Indian canoe, it's all dark. I'd rather walk.
Yes, but my point is we've finally arrived and been with you since 8 o'clock last night, but we don't know anything more about why we're here or what's expected of us, and, well, and we did before we left Hollywood.
That's right. Who goes to you? Hollywood, I've heard about that place. In California, if I remember right.
You say you're the hermit of San Felipe Atabapo, but we don't even know that for sure.
Oh, of course. Here, the question Jack is putting to me. He's an impatient one, that Jack Packard. He's impatient and almost as stubborn as a certain jackass I could spit on. Was I thinking that? If he would but be reasonable now, if he would but understand that all knowledge comes to him, if he would but look and listen and ask no questions.
Well, between you and me and your precious jackass there, I don't like sticking my neck into something I don't know anything about.
Yes, I repeat that to those who seek and to those who are deserving, all things are revealed.
Yes, you talk in terms of mysticism, yet you don't have the look of a mystic to me.
Mystic, is it? You saw, of course, as a mystic.
Hi there, Jack.
Hi.
No, that would be Doc returning belatedly with a bucket of water and just down to sit down to breakfast tomorrow.
Wait. Hey, if I could get myself an experience. Here. Here's your bucket of water, Jeremiah.
You set it over on this side of the fire. If you want that jackass to get his handy coated to it.
I saw the Sergeant. How's old mule there this morning? No kidding, no. Do they have mirages and stuff like that down in this country?
Mirages?
Yeah, you know that optical illusion stuff you get on the desk?
Oh, well, don't tell us you had an optical illusion already this morning.
Well, I sure did have it. Or else I've seen something I don't believe.
Well, get it out of your system, what was it?
A white girl swimming in the river.
What?
Oh, Doc. You've been exercising too strenuously on an empty stomach.
Are you kidding? No, sir. She was on the other side of the river, and there was a couple of birds sitting on her arm, and when she went into the water, they kind of flew in circles around over her while she was swimming. And when she got out on this side, they come down and lit on her shoulder and arms again.
Crazy.
How far away were you?
From her? Well, quite a ways. I couldn't really get a good look at her, but everything about it made me think she was pretty young.
Jeremiah, what about this?
What's that? Hallucinations. Come on, eat this breakfast. Hey, sit down, sit down. Both of you sit down while I serve you up some wild hog bacon and homemade flapjacks, eh?
Hallucination, my eye. I've seen what I've seen. Yeah, even if I don't believe, they're not telling us the truth.
Truth? What is the truth, eh? Truth comparative. Truth is beyond the limits of man's understanding. Truth is such a dazzling spiritual force.
And we didn't ask for any esoteric discussion of abstractions either.
Esoteric discussion of abstractions? Did you hear that sort of talk? As fine a mouthful of words as I've come along in many a day. Esoteric discussion of abstractions?
Hey.
So all the birds in the forest are holding a convention.
Yeah, a minute ago there wasn't a sheep in the whole neighborhood, and now it's coming closer to you.
What's the matter, Jeremiah? You don't look very happy.
May Satan take us for what is about to happen.
Hey, Jack. Jack, look. Look there at the edge of the wood. There's the girl I'm talking about.
Girl?
Yeah.
Surrounded by birds. But they're fishing.
Why? She's coming this way.
Talking to her.
Jeremiah and Solitaire are much too slow to me. All day I go where I please, do what I do. The men sometimes at night, I hunt them up and put a campfire a little and eat Jeremiah's food.
You're just a little wild thing out here in the woods by yourself.
Did I seem so wild?
No. As a matter of fact, you seem like anything but a wild girl.
I'm glad you said that.
But Yolanda, who are you? How come you're here?
I am only Yolanda. I am here to meet the cat with your requirements. Just as you are here to meet the cat required of you.
Huh? Well, what's that mean?
Do you know that this is the land that San Felipe Acapulco? That this is the testing ground for those who would attain recognition among those in the high
Perform.
The first test will be to cross the bridge of rainbows.